Shalom Aleichem, everybody. Today's shiur is a continuation of the last two shiurim. In the last two shiurim, we have been discussing the isser of kilkul. It is usser to actively or purposely destroy any food that has kedushas shvi'is. And so therefore we've talked about getting a Kedushas Shvi'is container. We discussed the option of putting food that has Kedusha into a bag and throwing that bag into a garbage can. We discussed also what to do with leftovers that are left on plates or pots after a meal, and whether those leftovers need to be put in the Kedushas Shvi'is container or whether they can be discarded in a regular garbage can. In today's shiur, I would like to discuss kilkul related to foods that are a mixture of kedusha and non-kedusha ingredients. For example, if you made soup, and the carrots in the soup, for example, have kedusha, but no other vegetables in the soup have kedusha, how should that soup be treated? Should I just fish out the carrots and treat them with kedusha, and everything else doesn't have kedusha? Does the whole soup have kedusha? What do I do? So the halacha is the following. If the soup has the taste of those carrots, then the entire soup has kedushas shvi'is, and the entire soup, all the vegetables, all the liquid, all of it has to be treated with kedusha. In other words, as there was no bittul, as long as the carrots are not nullified by 60 parts of the other vegetables, then the entire soup, the other vegetables, the liquid of the soup, etc., all of it has kedusha, and none of it can be thrown away in a regular garbage can, and none of it can be washed down the sink. If, on the other hand, there were so few carrots in this example that they were nullified by 60 parts of the other vegetables, then the carrots must be treated with kedusha, but the rest of the soup does not have kedusha, and the rest of the soup can be thrown away regularly or washed down the drain. Okay, so that's the halacha with soup, with chalent, with lemonade, or any other kind of dish that is liquidy where parts of it have kedusha. We treat the whole thing with kedusha. However, the question then becomes, if the soup has kedusha, if the entire soup has kedusha, how do I discard it? We've mentioned in previous shiurim that the best thing to do with food is to put food that has kedusha into a special container, wait for it to rot, and then throw it away. But it's not so simple with liquids. I can't just pour that in a regular bag. So what do I do? So in order to dispose of soup or any other liquids that have kedusha, there are two suggestions. One is a tad preferred over the other. The best thing to do is to get a Ziploc bag or a disposable Tupperware or something like that, put the soup or the chalent or whatever it is into the Ziploc or into the Tupperware and wait for it to become inedible and then throw it into the garbage or wash it down the drain. If you like, the Tupperware doesn't even have to be disposable. If you like, you can put the soup in regular Tupperware, wait for it to rot, and then throw it down the drain or wash and then wash the Tupperware like we discussed in the last year. That is the preferred method. The other possibility, which some poskim allow, but not all allow, is to leave the soup out of the refrigerator overnight, and then in the morning, one night, out of the refrigerator, and then in the morning, the soup is considered halachically spoiled, and you can then dispose of it in the regular way, like in the regular garbage or down the drain. Not every posek allows this second method, and therefore, if possible, the first way is preferred. Put the soup in a Ziploc bag or a Tupperware and wait for it to rot, as we do with other foods that have kedusha, and after it rots, throw it away regularly. But if you cannot do that for one reason or another, you can leave the soup out overnight for sure and then throw it away regularly. That is the summary of the halachos of kilkul. Next time in Mirtz Hashem, we'll talk about another halacha that has to do with how we treat food that has kedusha. In the meantime, have an amazing day, everyone.